The prayer focus is praying for the peace of Jerusalem. Heavenly Father, we seek the peace of Jerusalem to reign in our hearts and to rule the nations as you have planned from the beginning. Lord, as we are gathered here, protect us from the enemy's radar and all of his evil plans to destroy that which you have made known in our hearts. But we proclaim your word. The gates of hell cannot prevail against your kingdom in heaven and here on earth. Father, you so love the world that you sent your only son, Yeshua, so that everyone who believes in him should not perish, but possess everlasting life. Father, you did not send your son to judge the world, but through him the world would be saved. So, Father, we proclaim Yeshua, your son, as Lord of all, and we are saved through him, and we extend that good news to all around us. Father, we're thankful that you have raised up an anointed President Trump, like Cyrus of old, to lead this nation united with the nation of Israel, and all other nations willingly follow the call to give you worship, honor, praise, and glory and thanksgiving. Father, keep us united so that we can see the miracles you have planned for us. Just as you brought Israel back from the grave to new life on your sacred land for these last 70 years, open our hearts to see the great plans you have for us, as your prophet has spoken. Enough of doom and gloom, but the glory of the Lord is to shine in our day and into the future. Too long, Father, have we listened to false teachers in the church telling us to get ready to get out of here before we have finished our mission and before our mission is complete. Lord, we're here to spread the good news throughout the earth, to take territory back that evil has stolen and to spread to new territory until you decide to return. We're here to occupy, increase and multiply as we wait for your return. Father, we pray for all those who do not see your plan unfolding before us. Lord, let the Holy Spirit bring conviction in their hearts so that they be cleansed from their sin and walk as new creatures in Yeshua.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, we pray for all the leaders of all the nations to truly recognize that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel and that this land is sacred to you and it's not to be divided no matter what issues arise. Let peace reign in the hearts of Arabs as well as one another to accept that you are our master and your kingdom is all that we are a part of. Lord, what has happened a few days ago is significant in your plan for us, and we will see it play out in the time ahead. Let the land of Israel be sacred to us as you see it. Bless and protect Prime Minister Netanyahu, his wife and family, and all those who've been chosen to lead in the land of Israel in this hour. Let the violence and destruction that happens be stopped in the name of Yeshua. Lord, that the Israelites and the Arabs recognize one another as Yeshua has taught us to love our neighbor as ourselves, to live in the peace of Jerusalem.
Yes.
Father, may a great move of the Holy Spirit come upon the land of America, Israel, and all who are aligned with us. Let no one stand in the way of what you are bringing to pass according to your word. Thank you, Father, for all that is happening now. Father, continue to expose the corruption, the deception, and falsehoods of those in positions of leadership wherever they are lurking in our cities and towns and counties and states. Let righteous men and women prevail so that justice and mercy will be ours throughout the courts, our legislation, and all the laws of America.
Amen.
So that we in America will truly be one nation under you, Lord, our only wish and our only hope. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Maria?
Yes. Heavenly Father, God, God of our Lord, Yeshua, Messiah, first I want to thank you for this privilege and joy for bringing us together as your remnant army of God, for growing us and strengthening us, for maturing us in your word and in our unity together. Thank you for this glorious times that we're in, the amazing privilege and joy to be in these times, because we know that your glory is just starting to unfold and will continue to unfold and manifest in ways that have not been seen in perhaps 2,000 years. We pray to you and thank you, Father God, that you open the eyes of the Israelis' hearts to see your prophecies of the Messiah in Psalms, in Isaiah, in the books, in the Torah. Open their hearts to receive the truth of Christ. We pray, Heavenly Father God, for the Palestinians to be loosed from the stronghold of Hamas that has been using them as sacrifices to their own selfish causes, throwing out one child to be killed in this mess of terrorists that was storming the gates the other day. Father God, we pray to you to loose them from those strongholds, the Palestinian people. We pray to you, Father God, to bring your strength and your will to bear on all those countries and their leaders, Father God, who voted against the American embassy being put in Jerusalem, Father God, that only a handful, nine nations, had the courage to step up. Father, we pray to you, put your strength and will into those others, Father God, as they see and others will come forth to put their embassies in Jerusalem, that it will be a domino effect,
Amen.
That others will come forward. And in that doing that, Father God, they are standing up to and they're breaking the strongholds of evil that have been over these countries and these world leaders for so long, Father God, as we shatter this matrix of evil that's been out there, bringing them that. Father God, we pray for the Israeli people to return to your laws, especially in Tel Aviv, which is called the gay capital of the world. There's a lot of stuff that is happening in that culture there that is pretty depraved. We pray to you, Father God, for the Israeli people to return to your laws. We pray to you and thank you, Lord God, for releasing your signs and wonders throughout Israel, throughout Palestine, to bring the Prince of Peace, to bring true peace to Israel and Palestine throughout the Middle East, Father God, that you're showing up in more and more of Muslims' dreams, Christ Jesus is. And we pray for more of that to the Palestinians who need to be and yearn to be free as well, Father God. They're not all terrorists. There are a lot of good people, Father God, that want peace. We pray to you in these glorious times, Father God, that you're bringing your solutions, your miracles, your ways to restore Jerusalem, Israel, and the entire Middle East to your kingdom, Father God. Your kingdom come, your will be done. President Trump has been showing us that he just thinks and creates outside the box. We know that you're putting inside your Cyrus these out-of-the-box solutions, things that have not been done before, Father God. And we pray to you to put those solutions into the minds and hearts of the other world leaders, into the people in Israel, the leaders of Israel, into the leaders of Palestine, Father God, and into our hearts as well, Father God. We pray to you and we thank you, Father God, for bringing your peace. We know your Prince of Peace is coming into Jerusalem, is coming into the Israel, is coming into the entire Middle East. And we say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
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 Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord God. Lord God, we enter into your gates with praise and thanksgiving and with a humble, contrite, and repentant heart. We praise your name, Lord, for what you're doing in Israel, in Jerusalem, in America, and in the government of America, in the elections, Lord God. We claim victory over Jerusalem and Israel, America's elections, the Hamas post in Gaza. Lord, like you did in the book of Nahum, you removed your mercy from the Assyrians. Lord, lift up Israel, America, and let your mighty hand crush the enemy. Although we physically see Hamas as the enemy, behind the scenes is Satan and his demons. In Jesus' name, we speak to the evil behind the scenes in America, in Jerusalem, in Israel, in the White House, behind President Trump and his administration, and Prime Minister Netanyahu and his administration. And in Jesus' name, Lord God, we take authority and we arrest you and command you to disengage from the White House. Disengage from Israel and Jerusalem. Disengage from President Trump's administration and family and Prime Minister Netanyahu's administration and office. Lord God, in Jesus' name, we speak to you, Satan, and your demons, and we confront you in the name of Jesus. Hear our voices, the mighty warriors striving for God's kingdom, Lord God, for your plan, Lord Jesus. We speak to the enemy. Take your hands off right now. Take your hands off Jerusalem, Israel, America, Prime Minister Netanyahu, and President Trump's administration. You are exposed and shamed and known as liars. Enough is enough. In Jesus' name, let the enemy stumble in their march. Strip the enemy and remove them out of the way. Lord, like you said in Nahum 2:5, behold, the Lord says, I am against you, the Lord of hosts says, and I will lift up your skirts over your face, and I will let the nations look upon your nakedness and the kingdoms on your shame. Lord God, you said you would cast abominable things at the enemy, and all who look upon them will shrink and flee, seeing them laid waste and carried away into captivity. We command the fire of God to devour you. We declare and decree you are cut off, and you are destroyed like the locust. In the name of Jesus, when the sun rises, everyone will look upon you, and you will no longer be around, and no one will know who you are. Lord, we thank you for the victory in Jerusalem. We thank you for the victories in the recent elections here in America. Lord, just like you hid Mordecai and Esther, it's the time for the Mordecais and the Esthers to emerge for such a time as this. We rejoice and declare and decree in advance the victories in the coming elections in America, that the Mordecais and Esthers will take their rightful places in government and in the kingdom of heaven. Amen. We pray for the Muslims, for Hamas, for North Korea, and all who are lost in the world. We claim them for the kingdom of heaven. We pray holy divine protection and provision for Israel, for Jerusalem, for the new embassy, Lord God, for Gaza, the Middle East, for America, for President Trump and Prime Minister Netanyahu, Lord God. Lord, with the fulfillment of Pentecost this week, Holy Spirit, fill the world with fresh oil and Holy Ghost fire. Let your Holy Ghost fire cleanse the land and prepare the way for everyone across the world. We rejoice for your goodness, Father. We thank you for your mercy because it is new every day and it endureth forever. We rejoice in what you've already done, what you're going to do today, and what you're going to do tomorrow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Lord God, help us to stay focused on you. Continue to open doors of opportunities, blessings, abundance, honor, and glory for Jerusalem, for Israel, for America, for President Trump and Prime Minister Netanyahu, Father, and for all the prayer warriors standing in the gap for the world. Help us to be obedient. Help us to hear you clearly and help President Trump and Prime Minister Netanyahu hear you clearly to walk through your doors. Fill them with great strength, grace, and favor. Cover Jerusalem, America, President Trump, Prime Minister Netanyahu, and all the prayer warriors and their families with overflow, abundance, holy divine protection, and provision. Yeah, we cover everyone on this call and their families. We cover President Trump, Jerusalem, Prime Minister Netanyahu, and America. And we stand in the gap for them, Father. We love you. We honor you. We thank you, Lord. We receive every promise. We claim every victory, every blessing, every honor, every reward. And we praise you, Lord, for your glory. Yeah. And we love you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory, glory to your name, Father.
Amen.
Lord,
praise God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Anyone else?
Lord, I ask, Father God. Lord, I ask, Father God, that, Lord, that you would bring unity to your body, Lord, and remove, Lord, all the divisive spirits that exist, Lord, within your body, Lord. It grieves our heart, Father God, when we see those, Lord, that's supposed to be in leadership, leading the flock, Lord, causing division, Lord. are speaking of racism. Just even seeing a billboard that this pastor, Lord, so-called pastor, you know, put up, you know, saying that black people should stay out of white churches. Lord, he has, I have an evil motive, Lord. I'm angry because many of his people would be going to that church. So we ask, Father God, you expose it and remove it, Lord. I ask, Lord, that you would bring this person to repentance, this person that calls himself a pastor to repentance, Lord. If he doesn't repent, Lord Jesus, we ask, Lord, you close his doors. We ask, Lord, you bring him down, Father God. Lord Jesus, enough is enough, Father God, Lord, because there's only one church. There's only one body. There's only one Lord, one baptism, one spirit. So we ask, Lord, Father God, that you remove every deceptive spirit that exists in your body, Lord, because we see, Lord Jesus, as much your word says, Father God, that, Lord, there are tares amongst the wheat. And these tears rise up, try to cause division, and, Lord Jesus, which comes from the enemy. Lord, enough is enough. So we ask, Lord, that you would paralyze them right now in the name of Jesus. And we ask you to silence them. We ask you to put them to flight, Father God. Only those voices will be heard that is speaking unity and is bringing about unity and reconciliation, Father God. Lord Jesus. And we ask, Father God, that, Lord, that you will bring healing to this nation, Lord Jesus. We ask, Father God, that, Lord, that you will move by your spirit, Father God, and that you will bring down these evil forces in this nation trying to divide and conquer, Lord Jesus. We ask, Lord, that you will put the enemies of this nation that's within this nation to flight right now. We ask you bring confusion in the midst, Father. We ask, Father God, that, Lord, that you would scatter them right now in the name of Jesus. They will have to flee at the name of Jesus right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, Father God. We ask, Lord, that you continue to strengthen our president. We ask that you continue, Lord Jesus, to uphold him. We ask that you continue to lead and guide him. We ask that you continue to surround him with wise, godly men and women, Father God, that he would hear, Lord, hear your voice. So we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, and we look forward to greater things you're going to do, Father God, through your body of Christ in this nation and throughout the earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Lord God,
pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper full of you. Peace be within your walls, prosperity within your palaces. For the sake of my brethren and companions, I will now say, peace be within you. Psalm 122. Father in heaven, we know, Lord, that Israel is the apple of your eye and that you hold her in the palm of your hand.
Yes,
soon Jesus will make his triumphal entry through the eastern gate at his return in the earth.
Hallelujah.
Jerusalem will be the seat of government for all the earth. So we speak to this Jerusalem, Yerushalayim, city of peace, Jerusalem. We speak the word to you, welfare, health, prosperity, happiness, not just the absence of strife, as we are seeing now. We love Israel because you love Israel, Father. We know that we have been blessed through her in the person of our Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, you said, Jesus said that there would be unrest in Israel until he came again, because Israel will never know any real peace until the Prince of Peace returns. However, we are instructed to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. So our prayers can help facilitate the events of his return.
Yes.
Father, you also said, O Jerusalem, I have posted watchmen on your walls. They will pray to the Lord day and night for the fulfillment of his promises.
Yes.
Take no rest, all you who pray.
Yes.
Isaiah 62:6. In the name of Jesus, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem continually. We set ourselves as watch men and watch women and will not rest until Jerusalem is a voice of praise in all the earth. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
The name
our Messiah.
Amen.
Lord, for people to take the veil from the eyes of those that think that they are better than the rest of us, that are listening to the ego and not to the Lord's word. We don't want a system in this country that's a caste system that shouldn't matter. what you do or what you are unless you are following the word of Jesus. And we need that veil to be taken from those people's eyes and let them look at what their ego is doing and how much harm it's doing. Jesus, I ask
Hallelujah,
that.
Hallelujah, Lord. Praise
Father,
you.
Lord.
Amen.
Lord. Lord God, Yahweh. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord God Yahweh, thank you for your mercy and
Amen.
Your staying power. And the Lord
Amen.
Yah, thank you that you are destroying on this mountain of evil the surface of the covering cast over all the people and the veil that has spread over all the nations. Father, we thank you for raising up men and women who are crying out of their own brokenness for the generations and bloodlines that have gone
Amen.
Through so much travail. Father, we thank you for our president and his family and the strategic alliance. Lord, there's no mistake. You raised up a man with the name Trumpets, and we thank you, Father, even for the those that are in the high places, Nunez, Lord, and Sessions, Lord. There's meaning in the names. There's meaning in the season. We thank you for this strategic alliance that you have brought together for many days past, Lord. We thank you for the military. We thank you for the Marines. We thank you, Father, for all those people that are part of the Republic. We thank you that you're going into the deep for a great catch, Lord. We thank you that you're exposing darkness. We thank you that your love for all the people that you've come to die for and given your precious blood, Lord. We thank you that you are coming through to the people at this time and in our lives, Lord. We're alive at a time such as this. For we have come through a long valley and shadow of death, our generations, our families, to this place, Lord. Bring us to your banquet table. Let your anointing flow, Lord. Let your healing come forth for the families, for this nation, for the nations. There are so many good people around the world, Lord, that are crying out. There has been so much confusion and chaos. Thank you that you are a God of order. Father, we pray right now, according to your word in Ecclesiastes, everything has its time. To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. Lord, thank you for your mercy, Lord. You kept us from going to a place prematurely, Lord. You've given us time to be part of your great harvest. So, Lord, let the fruit of the Spirit rule and reign in our hearts. Father, help us to love all people. Get us out of judgment. Help us, Lord, to come into a place of edification. Let no unwholesome word come out of our mouth. Only that was good for building others up. And, Father, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, thank you for the great outpouring that you are bringing as we enter into Shavuot this season, in this year, in your appointed time. Bless Michael and his family and everyone on this call, Mary, Colbert, and Don. And we pray for Mark Taylor and his family, Father. We pray for all the patriots that literally are the militia at this time. We call on the host of heaven. We ask, Lord, and decree and declare that from the heavenly throne room, you will loose your angelic host, the army, on behalf of all people everywhere, that no more children would have to be sacrificed, that no more children would have to die, that no more families would lose loved ones and not know where they've gone. Father, we are believing in your word that you are restoring all things according to your word. And, Lord, you call us to repent. So, again, we constantly are repenting on behalf of all the things we did not know. But now that we know, Lord, we can continuously come in and we can say, forgive us for the abortions. Those children, Lord, thank you that they're with you. Thank you that many will be reunited with their mothers and families. We repent, Father, for all the things that we did in the church not knowing better, for all the division, all the denominations, all the brokenness. Father, thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your justice. And, Lord, let it prevail. We pray for a quick work today and this week. Many things are happening today. Many things have been happening over the last 24, 48 hours. Father, we pray for mercy for these people that will be going to jail, these people that will be tried. We are praying for them, Lord, because but by the grace of God go we. But, Father, in your mercy, bring an end to the suffering and let the people come to the banquet table once again, or maybe for the first time, and know the loving kindness of the Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Woo.
Thank you, Lord.
Protect our public servants, Lord God. They fight this awful pedophiles.
Oh, God, have mercy. Oh, mercy.
Father, I lift up to you, Franklin Graham.
Oh, mercy.
And his outreach, Lord God, this upcoming Monday in San Diego Escondido Park in the evening.
Yes,
Lord God,
thank you.
I lift him up before you, Lord God, and I pray for a special message from your very heart.
Yes.
Franklin, Lord.
Yes, Lord. And may I continue on that prayer, Lord.
Lord God, that they will reach the last, Lord God, encourage, Lord God, those who are in the faith, Lord God, that the harvest will come, Father, I pray. I pray for special protection during this event.
Yes.
The
yes,
host
God.
Of your warrior angels in this park, Lord
yes.
God, to keep all violence out, Father, all terrorist
yes,
attacks out, Father, all
yeah.
demonic activities out. Let the warrior angels be the wall of protection all around the boundaries.
In Jesus' name.
Of the park.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Father.
Place, God. I pray that somehow people will come, those who desperately need help, you, Lord God, that they will be drawn, Lord God, just not knowing why they will come. They will come. They will
yes.
come. They will come. In the
yes.
mighty name of Jesus, I
yes.
proclaim victory.
Oh, yes.
Victory,
yes.
victory
okay.
in the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Praise
Amen.
Thank
you, Lord.
Amen. May you be glorified.
Amen.
Okay.
All glory to you, Father.
It's 9:30, so we're going to... call it an end to the time that we have together today. And I just want to dismiss you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I know these prayers are sealed, Lord, because of hearing it in my heart, Lord God. There is being mighty movement of the Spirit going on amongst us here as warriors, Lord God. And we ask you to continue that movement and that we begin to even see more of your miraculous touch in healing on people who are in need right now. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.